The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Betty.
When it comes to texting, we typically shorten words so we can send our texts out quicker.
That BRB.
That is for most of us. I don't know, Wally, sometimes I watch him texting back and forth with someone and he uses his index finger, his pointer finger. And Gavin and I get a good chuckle out of it because it's like, who does that?
My thumbs are too large. My thumbs are too large. My thumbs hit too many things. And so the index finger is like a sniper, pinpoint accuracy.
Well, to get our texts out quicker, we use acronyms, like Wally was saying, BRB, which means be right back. But some of the acronyms we're used to using, the younger generation, the Gen Zers, are calling them Chuggy. Is that how you say it?
Oh, Chuggy. Yeah. Heard that. That one makes me uncomfortable.
Chuggy, yeah, I don't like that. Chuggy means it's uncool.
Right.
So you may want to update. So the first one, YOLO, means you only live once, okay? Well, now the Gen Zers are saying you need to put in DIFTP, and that stands for do it for the pilot, okay? So what it means is you're the main character in your life, so do what feels right. Do it for the pilot.
Okay. Well, that's a dangerous mindset.
Right? It's your truth. Yeah, it's all about you.
Whatever feels good, you do. You take care of you, boo.
Another one we use is roll on the floor laughing, R-O-F-L, okay? Instead, you just simply text back the skull emoji. That means it was so funny, you died
it
laughing.
It killed you? Okay.
Okay, that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
And then cray, we used to say, oh, they're being so cray-cray.
Yeah.
Don't say that anymore. Okay. Now, the Gen Zers are saying you say delulu, which is short for delusional. Delulu. You're being delulu right now.
Okay, all right. That's not bad.
Okay, you got to say, and you can't say, give me the 411. No one knows what 411 means.
Right.
Like, that was back in the day when we had home phones that were plugged into the wall, and you call for information, 411.
Yeah, now you have your phone, which is information.
Right, so now you say, you pour the tea.
Like,
give me the tea, spill the tea.
Yeah, even the deets is uncool, too. Give me the deets.
Don't be so chuggy.
I know, I am. So there you go. This will help you relate to your kids today. Actually, get proactive. And there's a dad on TikTok that does this with his kids. He's like, oh, your mom is bussing, no cap. And the kid's like, Dad, stop it. It's so great. And so, yeah, go on the offensive with some of these words with your kids today and see what happens. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and if you like a good deal when you shop and you're like one of those people that likes to help out, this could be a perfect thing for you. We have a lady named Carolyn, and she and some of her friends put up a big challenge in the form of $25,000.
Yeah.
25 grand.
Woo.
I mean, you don't put up that kind of money to something you don't love and believe in. And so her goal in this is to inspire 100 people who've never supported the ministry of WayFM before to join her with their best monthly gift. If we get 100 people in this next few days, because it ends Thursday, doing the best monthly gift, whether it's 20 bucks a month, 40 bucks a month, 100 bucks a month, whatever it is, this is before support drive even kicks off. And she's going to add $25,000 into the total beforehand. Like, that's a great, like, that's like if you're at a starting line of a race and somebody goes, okay, on your mark, it's, you know what, why don't you guys move up 25 feet? Go. Like, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, and so if you're wondering, am I needed? Yes, you are, because like Wally said, the support drive starts this coming Friday, and we would like to get a good head start. But it takes you giving your best monthly gift. When you call or go online, you can text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 91979. That's GIVE to 91979, and we will send you a link so you can do that best monthly gift.
And even when you do that online, you can share why you chose to give, because that stuff gets back to us, and we love sharing your stories as well. So just thank you for even considering this today. I know things are busy and you've got your own stuff going on. And so the fact that people support this ministry and keep it going every day, day in and day out for other people as well as themselves is super cool. So if you want to get involved, you want to help give us that head start, text GIVE to 91979. And thank you for what you do for your WayFM. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show with Time Capsule Tuesday. This is where we pick a year and then each of us pick a song from that year. And then you get to tell us who you think has the best taste in music by telling us which song you like the best and want to hear more of and why. That's the important thing. We're curious about your connection to the songs are that we have selected. So with that said, we are going all the way back to what year, Lady Rock?
We're not going too far back. We're going to 2019.
Okay, that's just a short stop here. Like, that's not. And there was a lot of great music in 2019. Everyone was hopeful. Pre-pandemic, the world was great.
Yeah, we didn't know what a pre-pandemic was.
Yeah, we had no idea what was on the horizon. Mm-hmm. We're like, man, isn't life great? And so we're going to start with you. What did you pick, Lady Rock?
I picked Zach Williams with Rescue Story. That's a pretty good selection,
yeah,
don't you
that's
think?
Really good. I do like that one. I, ironically, am kind of in the same vein as you. I went with a rescue theme as well, but I went with Lauren Daigle's Rescue.
I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true. I will rescue you.
I just like the tone of her voice. Nice.
There is no
distance. I will rescue you. It turns out we needed some rescuing. I know. I will rescue you the next year. Gavin, where did you go?
I guess I strayed away from the theme of rescuing, but I really loved the Casting Crown song Nobody.
Oh,
and I liked
yeah.
it because it also had Matthew West on it, too.
Yeah, it did.
I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody.
It's the weirdest thing. I found this video of this song from another band that did it and did the chorus of I'm Just a Nobody trying to tell everybody. It was like a gospel kind of band. And I don't know if this is a cover of that song or did they just write this and like steal it?
No, it has to be that somebody's copying Casting Crowns. Yeah. I mean, Casting Crowns
is
at the very top.
The other band was like from the 80s or something like that. Or not. Yeah, I swear to you, I've seen it with my own eyes.
I know you've said all of these things before. You've said, I swear, yeah. I've seen it with my own eyes. And then we look into it further and you were fooled by
we're gonna
AI
finish this.
Or something.
No, we're going to finish this, then we will Google and you will see what I am talking about.
Okey-dokey.
You will see what I'm talking about. 855-33-WAY-FM. Who had the best taste in music and what song connected with you from 2019 between Rescue Story, Rescue, and Nobody? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Bev, thank you for joining us for Time Capsule Tuesday. We've gone all the way back to 2019, and you've heard the three songs. Rescue Story by Zach Williams, that was Betty's. Rescue by Lauren Daigle, that was mine. And Nobody by Casting Crowns, Gavin's. Which of these three songs would you like to hear more of and why?
Well, I'd like to hear Rescue by Lauren Daigle. My best friend just called me. Her husband died in a traffic accident last night, and she needs the Lord to rescue her today.
Oh, wow. That is so hard. And you know, it's crazy. This song was from 2019, but it's as applicable today as it was the day it was written, you know, because we do need God for those moments that seem beyond us.
I agree.
What's your friend's name?
Her name's Samantha.
All right. Well, I can't think of a better song to play for Samantha, who definitely needs a little rescuing right now. And I love that we play songs like this that matter and can make a difference and help somebody with what they're going through.
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken.
Betty's love of crime shows has me concerned because I think that she's not learning how to protect herself, but rather how to set me up for a crime.
Oh, I for sure am.
It's a Gone Girl situation is what I'm thinking.
I'm glad I've got you right where I want you.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. You know, you need someone in your life that will set you up for success, not failure.
Yeah, and that's exactly how I felt with CCU. I mean, I felt intimidated considering going back to school as an adult after being out for so long, but I was set up for success with CCU from my first conversation all the way to graduation. Most classes are only 5 weeks long, which means you can earn your degree and still have time to do whatever you want.
Yeah, 5 week classes, that's even good for people with like ADHD. Like for
like
me,
you.
I know, I needed short classes so I could focus when I went back to school because Betty Rock and I kind of lived the same life.
Find out more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at online.ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner.
If you want something that feels different from the regular news, we've got you covered. It's News-ish on The Wally Show.
I know that tipping is a hot button topic because everywhere you go, people turn around the screen and say, oh, the screen wants you to answer a quick question. And now it's almost expected for things that were never even tippable before, you know, and like when you go to different places and you do all the work and
not even that.
This gets Betty going.
Not
I love
even
it.
That. They don't do like they showed up for their job.
Right.
Okay. You literally put a cookie in a box.
Yeah.
You turned around.
Yeah.
And now you expect a tip.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
What?
That I'm telling you, it's fatiguing on people. They call it tip fatigue.
I can't.
Well, Domino's, though, is flipping the script on this.
Ooh.
You might like this, Lady Rock.
Okay.
If you are a Domino's pizza customer and you tip your delivery drivers, you could receive a tip back. If you do a $3 tip, yeah, that's pretty average. I mean, I would obviously do that and maybe more. Then they tip you back $3 towards your next purchase.
So...
Well, then what's the point?
Well, so it's a tip. So the money goes to the employee.
Correct.
But Domino's itself.
Yeah.
It's a net zero for you, per se.
Right.
But
because
it's a
you
net
get $3.
For the
exactly.
Employee.
The employee, they're trying to encourage people to tip the employee, the drivers. So if you tip the driver, you still get a $3 coupon back.
Here's something.
What?
Has anyone thought of this?
What is it?
What if they just pay their delivery guys what they need,
now,
and then no one tips.
Now you've just stepped into the
making it way less complicated.
No,
it's too simple.
You've just stepped into the problem that you could make the same argument. Well, why don't we just pay fast food workers $20 an hour like they're doing in California? Because fast food places are like, well, now we're going to eliminate jobs and automate things because we can't compete at this because it's going to raise the price of everything. And so I think this is actually a good scenario where pizza you expect to tip on anyway, and so you get a coupon back.
I will die on this hill.
I know,
but I will say this. Give me something to tip for, okay? If you literally have done nothing, don't get mad at me because you just showed up for your job. Then I should be getting tipped.
Right.
I showed up.
But see,
this is
where like pizza delivery has always historically been a tippable job.
Yes.
And I agree with that.
And delivering. Like,
absolutely.
They deserve a
and
tip.
And that's what's happening.
But I'm saying if they show up 10 minutes late or my pizza's cold or the topping is on the top of the box, then don't expect a tip. Don't get mad at me.
All I'm realizing is if I'm ever like door dashing in
I'd
an
skip
area
her
and
place.
I see Betty, order for Betty, I'm canceling. I'm not going to that
100%. There is no way this ends
Give
well
me
for
something
you.
To tip for.
I know. I don't think you're pleasable. Life is very precious. And when you are faced with the fact that you could have lost your little buddy in a car accident.
Oh my God.
It's like, wow, that's crazy. In all seriousness, Gavin got into a really bad car accident. Not his fault. Somebody hit him from behind. Like, you guys were at a dead stop on the freeway.
Oh, yeah. And then somebody came up from behind. Did not slow
down.
Did
you hear brakes or anything?
Didn't. Like, it was just all of a sudden on our side.
Yeah. So their car gets lifted up and flipped on its side. So Gavin's wife is pregnant. You guys had to climb out of the side door.
Yeah. And thankfully, I mean, got smashed from behind. So you had all of this damage in the back. And luckily, the front doors were capable of being opened.
Yeah.
And we had people that were on top of the car helping us out, getting us to the...
Not professionals, amateur first responders? Like myself?
Yes.
You're thankful for them now?
Yes, the state troopers and EMTs had not arrived yet.
Yeah,
this
amateur
isn't about
first
responders.
I know.
This is about Gavin.
My point is that amateur people stepped up, and I think that's great that they stepped up to help you get out because I pictured you like a turtle, like on its back trying to get up. Like I would have a hard time getting myself oriented to get out of the car and get my wife up too.
Yeah, with the shock, the pain, everything. Like those people were. were all stars in just climbing up on that car, getting it open, getting us out of that thing. Like, I, you know, I don't know what would have happened without them.
And you and mom and baby, everybody's good, just sore.
Everyone's okay, just pain in the back.
You walked away from that. I mean, when you see the picture, you're like, holy moly.
Yeah.
I have three questions. I need you to answer them in this order. One, did you see it coming?
No.
Like, so you weren't even able to tense up or do anything?
No, I mean, talking about whiplash.
Okay. Two, did you tinkle a little?
Unknown. there was gas everywhere. Maybe it covered something up. Probably.
And three, did you see your life pass before your eyes and were you bored?
Was I bored?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. Oh, I get it now.
Thank you.
Oh,
that's terrible.
It's too soon.
No, this is how we deal with grief.
Is it?
Yes.
Have you asked him if that's how he deals with it?
Not yet.
Because it's about you.
No. So, in all seriousness, though, like, to walk away from that, like, do you feel like, all right, I think God was looking out for me that day, you know?
Oh, yeah. I think so. And just knowing that we walked away with, like, our kids' life okay with all this stuff, like, it's hard not to thank God every second of the day that we get to keep going forward.
It's funny because Gavin walks in, we were talking about this morning, and he's like, so now how do you feel about praying for traveling mercies? I'm like, you still got in an accident.
I don't know. Maybe because I didn't ask you to pray for it.
Exactly. Yeah. If you'd asked me, different story. So I am curious though, okay, based on like Gavin's story, and again, in all seriousness, it's amazing that you are safe and that everybody's good and that you walked away because it was a bad accident. I am curious if you have ever felt like God protected you. The hand of God reached in and kept you from something really horrible. You know, because I know a lot of people struggle with, well, does God intervene? When does he intervene? When does he not intervene? And I honestly, full disclosure, I don't know the answer to that. You know, but this one seems like a place where God stepped in and protected you where you would not have thought that you were going to walk away from that. So I am curious, what is your story? 855 33 Way FM. That's 855 33 Way FM. Have you ever felt that protection of God or the hand of God you think kept you from something really bad? So, Lisa, have you ever like really felt God protected you from something?
Oh, yeah, for sure. In February, I was in a car accident as well. I was on my way to work, and a guy ran a stop sign and hit me on my side of the car, and actually the side of the car where the baby would be if she was in the vehicle. But I was on my way to work, so it was just me, and it hit it in just the perfect spot where if I had left just a quarter of a second sooner, he would have been full force of me in the side, and I was able to get up and out of my vehicle, no issues, and it's just kind of scary now. Gavin, I'm so sorry that you had to deal with that. I don't know if you feel the same way, but after I got out of that accident and when I got in my vehicle again, it's just everything's on guard.
I do appreciate that. And I understand, like, driving into work for the first time this morning, decided to be, like, torrential rain downpour.
Yes,
kind
like,
of a tough
really
time hard to get back behind the wheel.
It is weird you talking about how, like, the timing of things. Like, you think about it, too. Like, say you're walking out of the house and you drop your keys. And you're mad that you just dropped your keys and you have to stop, bend down, and pick them up. But that split second is sometimes the difference between life and death, ultimately. And so then you're like, okay, like, was God orchestrating all of this stuff, you know, in my life to protect me? Even though something bad happened to me, it could have been worse and there was still protection.
Absolutely.
Well, Lisa, I appreciate you being on the show with us today and sharing your story. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And hey, let's drive carefully today.
Yeah, we'll try.
See ya. Adri, what was that time for you?
I was 15, but I only had a learner's permit. I was driving through downtown Dallas, taking my family out of town in a big van. And I was trying to get into the next lane, and apparently there was already someone there. And my parents started screaming, and I lost control of the vehicle. I started speeding instead of slowing down. And by the time I hit the brakes, I did a 180, and I was on a busy highway of about four lanes, and I was blocking three of them. And when I got out to give my dad the wheel, I noticed that all three of those cars were in the exact same spot, like just a wall of angels. had stopped them.
So you hit nobody through all of that?
Nobody. And nobody hit us. And then once we got back on the road, everyone was smiling and waving at us and giving me the thumbs up. And I've always remembered that those angels protected us.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And every once in a while, we'll come across something funny, like a little clip of audio. We like to share it with you. This was a comedian, and he does this thing where he plays two parts. He plays the dad and his son, and the way he shoots it, like he's smaller and his head is wider as the kid, and he interacts with himself really, really well. And he's not a Christian comedian by any stretch of the imagination, but it was funny. Like, I love when I see, like, comedians do something that has, like, a little bit of a Christian twist on it. And that was the case for this one here, this little bit.
Dad, did you hear about our basketball game?
No, what happened?
We lost again.
I'm sorry.
We lost to a Christian homeschool. Okay, well, all because they cheated.
They cheated?
Yes, they cheated.
How did they cheat?
They had Jesus on their team.
Okay, so
I can guard Joey all day, but you know who I can't guard?
Okay, I think
the
you
Lord.
Need...
Every time a player got hurt, he was fine the next play.
Well, that's a good thing.
I think Jesus was healing them.
Do you understand?
I think he was hiding under the bleachers, just laying his hands on them so they would be fine.
You really need to look.
Their cheerleaders over there like, we got school spirit. I'm like, yeah, you also have the Holy Spirit. Over there praying, the Lord is my shepherd. Yeah, he's also your shooting guard. And then Joey was all like, we beat you. I'm like, you ain't beat us.
Well, you know, kids.
He beat us.
Actually, listen to
God me. Might have created the heavens and the earth on day one, but on day two, he shot some foul shots. I promise you that.
You can't be a sore.
Chad said he heard the coach say after the game, I want to thank God.
So that right there tells you that they were planning something sneaky with him.
That's so great, man. I always love to, like, when teams pray for victory, because uh-huh. both teams are praying for victory, and then you're like, well, who's God going to pick on this one?
Who's he favorite today?
Maybe he doesn't have a favorite in this game. Maybe it's just a game, and we're going to just go and play today. Mm-hmm. But someone always thinks the Lord is on their side in these things.
Okay, stay close. Let's go.
Good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
But look around you, David. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime.
There's no food, and we're almost out of money. We need to make some changes. Kids, we need your help.
It's a powerful true story that circles around miracles and about a family uniting and growing in their faith, facing the impossible together.
It's going to be dangerous and scary. It's going to be so hard that you want to go back.
The movie also features our brand new song, Unsung Hero.
You're an unsung hero. So I'll sing this song for you.
Giving up, it's not an option.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
He's kind of smart.
Guys have underestimated me my entire life.
Sorry, read that wrong. He's kind and smart. It's News-ish with Gavin.
If you dive into the internet and look at a bunch of health coaches, there's so many different people with so much different information about, like, get this much sleep, eat this much food, walk this many steps a day. It can be so excruciating to find the right balance of all of the physical things that you need to accomplish to be a healthy human being. But I found this study that literally lays out how much sleep you should get, how much time you should spend sitting or standing and doing physical activity, and it breaks it all down into hours, so you can judge yourself against what this study says. So I'll start with sleep. Oh, it says sleep for 8 hours and 20 minutes, but as little as 7.5 hours.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, I guess I probably get about seven. I think I get seven is what mine is.
Yeah, okay, that's doable.
Yeah, possible. I can do that.
I probably get around 6.5.
Yeah.
Like, this is something I need to
bet
to
it gets
work
13
on
a Saturday.
Yeah, you might be overdoing it. All right, and then for sitting, this one is interesting. So it says sit for 6 hours, even seven might be fine. But I hear that and I read that, and a lot of people, including us, have a job that is sitting at a desk,
sure,
sitting in a studio for an 8-hour workday. And then when I get home, my brain doesn't say, okay, you've sat enough today. It's time to walk or stand. And then they get to standing. It says stand for around 5 hours and 10 minutes a day.
Oh, sitting more than you stand even, though.
Which is interesting. Good, I think.
Well, yeah, if you're lazy. Yeah,
exactly.
Because the conventional wisdom was like you have to walk. Do you remember when, Betty Rock, you were here years ago, and we had that insurance, the health insurance, and they encouraged people to walk every hour, like for 15 minutes or whatever it was. So how many times were you like, okay, I need Rick to come here and help me with this real quick. Where's Rick? Oh, he's walking. What? Like somebody was always on a walk right when you needed them to get something done.
But they were getting paid to do it, though.
I know. It's like it was driving me nuts. It's like, get healthy on your own time. At work, be here because I need you.
Well, speaking of getting activity, they said that you should engage in 4 hours and 20 minutes in some level of physical activity. Half of it should be light activity, aka the walking.
Is that 4 hours a day?
Yeah. That's what it is a day.
Oh, let me do some math here. 8.5
so
sleep.
8 plus 6.
6 sitting. 5.
14.
And then 4.
Oh, it adds up.
Is it 24 hours?
I'm doing the math. This all adds up to 24. And
okay.
That's... that's tough.
Guess our days are accounted for us. So
but
4 hours of activity.
I like this because I know what the expectations are, and now I can try and meet them.
Yeah.
If I don't know what the expectations are, it's left up to me, and I just end up sitting and eating Cheetos and watching Netflix.
I know, yeah. But you know what? It's worked so well for you so far.
Thank you.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Got a chance for you to win a prize right here. We're playing the Either, Neither, Both game. This is where one member of the show will ask two members of the show a question, and the answer you have to figure out is the statement true for either of them, neither of them, or both of them. Okay, very simple. We'll do an example round here to show you how it works. So Gavin and Betty, my either, neither question, either, neither, both question for you is, have either of you or neither of you or both of you ever fallen asleep at work? We cannot ask this for me because it would be too easy.
Yeah.
Every meeting.
Yes.
Every time.
Every meeting. There are so many pictures of me falling asleep in meetings.
Oh, man.
So, okay. So I'm trying to rack my brain and think of a time where I have seen... I'm going to go with both, okay? Because I have seen Gavin in a chair fall asleep.
What?
At work, you fall asleep in a chair in the office at one time.
Uh-oh, maybe he didn't even realize he
was, yeah, he was sleeping. Yeah, were you going to say?
I was going to say, I haven't.
Oh,
so,
really?
I mean, if you've seen me...
I thought you fell asleep in the chair at work that one
time.
Dude,
if you've seen me do it,
yeah,
I probably can't refute it.
And Betty, what do you say?
Oh, for sure, yes.
Yeah,
okay, yeah,
definitely.
For sure. I've seen you in a meeting fall asleep.
Well, it's not... No.
Yeah,
have
you
not,
have.
No, you're making that up. No, this is what happened. So I used to have to do overnight shifts with board watching. And so what I would do is I'd start at 6 p.m. on one night and end at 6 a.m. the next
following day.
Yeah.
That's a long
and
night.
And so, I mean, and it would be during the night, and there's some days where I'd be like, well, hang me up. I would definitely fall
vigilant,
asleep.
Staying vigilant on the job.
I wasn't known for that.
No. Yeah. Mm-mm. The fastest way to get me to fall asleep at work is to say we got a meeting.
And then talk about something that does not pertain to Wally at
which
all.
Is just about everything in all of our meetings. And so, yeah, I mean, I have to fight myself to stay awake because they like some of the people call me on it. They're like, hey, we appreciate you're coming to meetings now, but you need to act like you want to be there. I'm like, okay.
So that's why he eats snacks to keep himself awake.
I've started. I'm like, out of respect, I have started bringing snacks. So now I'm just loud, but I'm staying awake. And maybe you want me to go back to sleep. I don't know.
Maybe.
So anyway, that's how we play it. Either, neither, both. If you'd like to play along, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And we'll do a little either, neither, both with you next. Uplifting WAY-FM. This is The Wally Show. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us for either, neither, both. Now, the way this works is one member of the show will ask the other two members a question, and you have to tell us if the answer will be for either of them, neither of them, or both of them, okay?
Sounds good.
So, Betty Rock, let's start with your question for me and Gavin.
Have either, neither, both of you ever gotten something stuck in your nose?
Oh, that's interesting.
In your lifetime.
Does your finger count?
Finger does not count.
Hmm. Okay, so what do you think the answer is, Sarah? Is that true of either, neither, or both of us?
I'd say either.
Either. So one of us has had this happen.
Who do you think was the one, Sarah?
Well, I know Wally has gotten a stick up his nose.
That's right.
You listened to the show.
That.
And ironically, not the first thing stuck up my nose.
That's right. That was a good time. He was going through a midlife crisis with his motorcycle and ended up impaling his brain with a stick.
Yeah, that's very true. So, Gavin, really, you're the wild card in this. Have you ever gotten something stuck in your nose?
I have not, so she's good.
She is absolutely right. You got that one right. Nicely done. Okay. Boy, I love that you listen to the show and you know it so well. All right, Gavin, what is your question for Betty and me?
My question for both of you guys is, have either or neither or both of you torn your pants to the point where they are not wearable again?
Because
I did that recently.
You did? How?
Yeah, I was trying to get up into my car at just a fist-sized hole.
I definitely would have told a different story than that. Okay, so Sarah, what do you think? Either, neither, both?
I'm going to say both.
Both, okay. I know I have torn my pants beyond belief.
What were you doing?
It was in high school, they ripped from zipper to back belt loop. I mean, completely. I was goofing around. I tried to do a split, and my pants were too tight, and they just ripped. It was so bad. I had to get a loaner pair of pants from the uniform store.
Well, you shouldn't have been wearing spandex. I mean, that was a bad choice.
That's what I should have been wearing. It would have given.
For me, I don't know if you would count this or not, because I went to a really small private school and I couldn't wear pants. I could only wear skirts. And there was one day that I was doing jumping jacks in the back of the room. I don't even know why. And I split my skirt from bottom to top. And the solution that my vice principal had was to use duct tape, which it really checks out for my school.
Absolutely. Your buses were held together with that. Why not a skirt?
We didn't even have buses. Yeah, sorry, we had a van.
Yeah, your van was held together with that. I would count that, definitely, because it was the uniform. So you said both, and you are absolutely right, Sarah. Woo! Nicely done.
Yay!
You are a winner today on Either, Neither, Both.
Thank you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And one of the cool things of working at Way FM is getting to see the generosity of people and people's faithfulness to keeping this ministry going. Because you may not even know this, but Way FM exists because people like you choose to support it on a monthly or, you know, a single gift basis. And we have our support drive coming up starting Friday. But to give us a head start, speaking of generosity, Carolyn got together with some people and they decided to do a challenge for you to say, hey, look, we're going to put a big chunk of money up. If you'll do a monthly gift, whatever that monthly gift is, if we get 100 people doing that before support drive starts, we're going to add $25,000 to the total. Like,
yes,
is a big head start as we move into this thing Friday. And we've had, in the past, people sharing, like, why they chose to support the ministry of Way FM. And I really love Joaquin's take on why he does.
You know, you give so much to so many ridiculous things. You buy things, you go places, and those things don't really do much for your life except for the temporary moment. Whereas when you give to something that has to do with God, that's an investment in your faith, in your future, and in other people, too, because of the impact it has on their lives. The little money you give finds its way into other people's lives that help them more than you even know. If you have, you should give. If you don't have, you want someone to give, and that's where we come in.
Yeah, I love that. That's where we come in. He's talking about him and other people that listen, picking up that ball and running with it. And he's right. This is as much about you as it is doing it for other people. When you step out in faith and you do something that you feel you're supposed to do or that God's put on your heart, it changes the way you look at your day, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we'd love to have you get involved with us in this head start.
So you can get involved right now when you text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 91979, and we will send you a link. There you can give your best monthly gift, and it could have a $25,000 impact, but you got to get in now. That's GIVE to 91979.
Yeah, and the deadline for this is Thursday, because it's got to be before we kick off support drive on Friday. So if you want to help out and you can't help out, thank you, thank you, thank you for what you do for your Way FM.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Attention, please.
Uplifting Way FM. Celebrities are just like you and me, except for the mansions, tigers, and sequins.
It's the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
Britney Spears made a huge name for herself in the industry with hits like these. Oh, so good. I mean, no, it's not that great. Anyway, but due to putting herself in the spotlight at a young age, Britney grew up in front of the public eye, leading her to be constantly criticized by everyone and eventually being put under a conservatorship, meaning her father had control over her finances as well as much more, her well-being.
Yeah, there was a moment where she seemed like she lost her mind.
She derailed.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But after posting multiple odd videos on social media that her fans interpreted as a cry for help, the Free Britney movement gained traction.
Remember that one guy? Free Britney!
Yeah, people would stand outside with these posters that said Free Britney. And what they were wanting to do is get her out of her conservatorship because they believed that she was now of sound mind and that she could make her own choices.
Of course they would know best because they're her fans. They know everything about her.
Yeah, they had good intentions at the time. Sure. But according to one source, they've actually done her a disservice. According to this source that claims to be close to Britney, the pop princess at the end of her conservatorship had $60 million to her name. And now, 4 years later, she's close to broke.
Oh, no.
Said that she's been making bad financial decisions, including taking multiple trips abroad. She also isn't being made to take any medications that she doesn't deem necessary. But according to this source, they say she needs to be back under a conservatorship, having someone responsible to make sure that she's not wasting her funds and making sure that she puts her health both physically and mentally at the top of her list.
Yeah, that's the saddest thing of this is you look at somebody that has what everyone else would consider had it all,
yes.
You know, and it still A, wasn't enough, and mm-hmm. B, it doesn't take into account the damage that happens to you emotionally and mentally mm-hmm. as you grow up in a atypical situation.
Right.
And she is, yeah, if you've seen any of her like TikToks and stuff, you're like, she's not there. Like
no.
she's not aware of reality very well, not
right.
very self-aware, you know.
So I don't know how it's gonna go, like if she'll get under a conservatorship again, if there's any merit to these rumors, who knows. But anyways, we do wish her the best.
Absolutely. It's hard, man, like coming out of childhood stardom. Very few of those people come out unscathed. It's mm-hmm. the ones that have a healthy family life and
yes.
a good support system around them that seem to make it through, or mm-hmm. the ones that have faith tend to make it through much better than mm-hmm. the ones that don't, for sure. All right, that's going to do it for your Rock Report. Thank you, Lady Rock.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I realized something, that there are patterns in my marriage, and they're the same thing over and over and over again.
But sometimes that's comforting because you know what to expect,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, but when I realized it, it made me go, okay, being married to my wife means blank. And like in this case, I realized that at Cane's fast food chicken place. Love that place, by the way. So we go to Cane's and we order a 4-piece meal and we split it because we each just want 2 chicken fingers. But being married to my wife means that I never get first pick of the chicken fingers. She always gets first pick of the chicken fingers, and she wants the thinnest ones. She doesn't like fat chicken. She
really?
Wants thin ones. Yeah.
Oh.
And so she picks those. She also, being married to my wife, also means she gets first sip of my soda.
did she have a soda?
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
Oh,
she got your first sip?
Yeah, she gets first sip of my soda. And then always goes, I don't like it. Like, stop taking drinking it. Because I always end up one sip short, as it turns out, you know? So that is my being married to my wife means, okay?
It's probably those funny little nuances that it's like, you know, you're going to have to put up with these in your relationship because you love that person.
Can I correct you real quick? Yeah. I would not use the term put up with. I would say get to enjoy.
Ah, that's it. You're right.
That's 31 years.
Spoken like a wise man.
Yeah, 31 years is how you do this. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. Fill in this blank with us, okay? Being married to my wife or being married to my husband, whichever it is for you, being married to my spouse means blank, okay? So how do you fill in that blank? For me, again, it's I never get first choice of the chicken fingers, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to hear you fill in this blank because it also gives us an insight into your marriage. And a lot of times, too, we go, oh, same thing, ding, ding, ding. Happens to me, too. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your call now. So what is it for you? How do you fill in that blank?
So for me, it's I never get the first bite of my sandwich. No matter what type of sandwich it is, the first bite's my wife's.
I get it. For some reason, they're like, yours just tastes better. And I just, I don't want one of my own. I just want a little of yours.
Did this start out early in your relationship?
Yes, it did. It should have been a red flag.
Yeah, it should have been a red flag. How would you fill in that blank, Adam?
Oh, being married to my wife means I'm constantly rearranging furniture.
Oh, she's never settled with the plan that she had, you know, a week ago?
You know, what happens is every now and then I'll come in and I'll see a room and it's getting rearranged. And, you know, I'll look at that big sofa and I'm like, who's moving that? And she just kind of gives me that look and I know who's moving that sofa.
I think Gavin's wife does this too. Like, she constantly is rearranging furniture, right?
She loves to rearrange. She loves change. And we had gotten into this habit where usually she knows that I don't like doing it. So she would do it when I was gone on a work trip or doing something during the day.
That's a baller move. You don't even have to do it. Like Adam would trade places with you in a heartbeat. He's having to move couches. All right, Cassie, being married to my husband means what? How do you fill that in?
It means having to describe something that is very blatantly visible. I have to describe it in great detail in order for him to find it.
You know, I'm not married, but I have been in this situation sharing an office with Gavin and Wally. There are times where Wally will come in and be like, I didn't see it. I don't know what you're talking about. I have to be like, okay, I need you to walk in, take two steps to your left, now turn in a 90-degree angle. It's that red thing on your desk.
Yeah, this happens to, I think, a lot of guys.
Yes, or move something slightly to the left in order to uncover it.
This is where I have an issue. Like, she'll tell me to find something. I knew where it was, but then it was covered or it was obstructed by something. I shouldn't have to dig for it if she's covered
it
up.
It's not digging. It's just looking past the normal spot where something is.
No, see, that's the thing. I think that you guys, because you love to talk to us, I think that women will purposely move or hide things just so we have to have a conversation about it and just so you can be right. Like, that's the thing that I think that is really a deeper thing going on here. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's easy to take things for granted in life. And Christine actually kind of put that into perspective for us.
I love Way FM, and I am a huge believer in, you know, you got to give back. And I can spend money on all kinds of things. You know, I take for granted often that my radio stations are free. I pay for a lot of streaming things. So it's like, why can't I pay for what really sends a message out on God's behalf daily?
I love that attitude. She's in it to win it for Way FM and with Way FM. And she's not the only one. There are people like Carol and her friends who know that Support Drive is coming up on Friday. We're starting on Friday. And they've said, let's get a head start on this thing. If you can get 100 people to do a best monthly gift, whatever it looks like, $20 a month, $40 a month, $100 a month, I don't know, whatever it looks like for you, just that have never supported before, that choose to get involved, they're going to add $25,000 to the total. Total, which is awesome. And so that's Carol's reason to give. And I love Christine. She's like, I get this for free and I get something out of it. I should invest back in it. And mm-hmm. I love that mentality and that heart.
And maybe you're brand new to WayFM. You didn't even realize that it's a listener-supported station. And you're like, man, I've heard the lives that are changed through the station. My life has been changed through the station. I want to pay it forward. You doing your best monthly gift could have a $25,000 impact. That's huge. So no matter if it's $10 a month, $20, $30, $40, $50, you name it, your best monthly gift will count. Now, this ends on Thursday, so if you want to get counted in, text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 91979. That's GIVE to 91979, and we will send you a link on how you can get involved. Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.